Hey, Dads, welcome back to the pod. It's me, Radoon.
And me, Brendan. It's Brendan. I don't know. It's Brandon.
BJ Kevilar.
BJ Kevilar.
On this episode, we talk about uncomfortable moments.
We do. We read your emails and we talk about uncomfortable things that you had happen to you.
And we talk about uncomfortable things that happened to us.
Yeah. And we had an uncomfortable conversation ourselves.
Yeah. I created an uncomfortable conversation.
Which is fine. So it's just a lot of... The whole episode should just be titled Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because not only do we talk about your uncomfortable moments, we have an uncomfortable moment, and then mm-hmm. we talk about our own uncomfortable moments. We discuss a series of uncomfortable moments that have been happening with Louis C.K. in mm-hmm. Hollywood, and mainly a lot of just uncomfortable talk about Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what you're about to hear.
So
before you do, I got to remind everybody... Rate and review the podcast. Follow us on social media. Check out our YouTube page. We just got a new studio. In the studio being, I bought a table and our TV's behind us. And it has our logo or has our artwork, which is not good.
That's our studio. And we still have the piano that is just in the corner.
Yep. So check out our new studio on YouTube. YouTube.com/I'm Sorry Dad. And be nice to people.
Yep.
That's it.
All right.
All right. Oh, and no, never mind.
You gonna say eat?
I was going to say email us, but I'll let that out. And that's it. All right. Enjoy this episode of Uncomfortable Moments. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? Hi, Brandon.
How are you, Rye? This is a big question that's on everyone's minds. How are you? How's Rye doing?
You know what? I'm... pleased to say I've been actually happy for like the past week.
Okay, why?
It's very out of character.
Why the hell? Why? Okay. Are you happy?
Okay.
It's a fucking stupid. Why are you?
Okay. What makes me sad is when you interrupt me and talk over me.
Oh, okay. Okay. So go ahead. I'll try my best.
I just want you to be conscious of when we're talking. Drives me crazy, to be honest.
What do you mean?
As a performer.
Wait, what do you mean?
Fuck, that's loud. As a performer, like, you don't have any mic skills. You
talk like this sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what you're doing.
Sure.
So that, like, makes me sad.
I understand.
But, like, sometimes I'll be in the middle of a joke and you'll just blurt something out that's, like, stupid, pointless, like, stupid bullshit because you're like, how old are you, 17? Yeah. Young people don't know shit and, like, shouldn't even listen to this. Oh, we just lost all our followers. No, but I'm just kidding. Although, stop fucking talking over me. Let's not talk over each other. God damn it. All right. Yeah, I've been happy lately.
Well, okay.
you can laugh. That's okay. It's because I'm over my heartache. So that's gone. I just needed to get through that.
Mm.
And I really owned my feelings. Maybe too much. Like Jason didn't want to hear any of it.
Mm. Well, I mean, neither of us really did. I'm just saying that like during that podcast, because we talked about it on the podcast, both of us were apprehensive to give you advice. We weren't apprehensive. We just didn't know what to tell you.
Right.
What do we tell you? What do we tell? It's going to get better, man.
Yeah,
you're not
going
to listen to us anyways.
And I don't want to go over it again, but...
Hey, can you not fucking talk over me, right?
I don't think I did.
You did, actually.
I don't think I... Fucking roll the footage.
No, I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead.
I've noticed that I am extremely... I let my feelings feel themselves. I let myself feel the feelings. Some people like just push shit in the back and like forget about it. Try to forget about stuff. I don't. And I think I know why. I think it's because I grew up in a family who ignored problems, and then it became a shit show. Like ended up divorce. My mom in a mental hospital because like my mom would be crazy. And the next day, like, oh, it's over now. Oh, that's fine. Let's not even talk about it. So now, as a teenager, I was like, that's it. I'm done with ignoring problems. I'm going to fucking face everything because I'm a fucking hero. No, I'm just kidding. But I really did make the choice. Like, I'm going to fucking work on every problem. And that has caused awkward moments with, like, girlfriends sometimes. Like, I've talked too much about an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, my God, let's stop talking about this. But I was just like, I just want to make sure we're cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but... Back to me being happy. I'm just over the heartache, and I'm just back to the grind. But it is annoying that I'm so, I guess, sensitive. I feel a lot of feelings, and as a comedian, when you're sad, it's not always good for making content and writing. It's good afterwards, like you reflect on it and say, like, this happened to me. But like really, like, if you're depressed or, like, heartbroken, for me, I'm not very creative during those periods. I'm just like,
That's weird. I know a lot of people who are. I'd say, most people who are comedians, aren't they horrifically depressed?
Yeah.
That's why they do stand-up, usually. And that's why, like, that's why most people, like, write and stuff. You don't write when you're, you don't sit down in a room and write a fucking script when you're happy. I've never did that. I've never done that.
Really? I do.
Well, what scripts do you write? I guess that's what
I write just it. Short sketches.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You write a lot of dark.
I mean,
strictly comedy.
Well, I'm talking about like how it just depends because I can write out something that's what was your thing? Like a minute?
Yeah.
Like a minute. I can write something that's like a page if I'm feeling okay. If I'm feeling happy, I'll do it. But like to the actual act of sitting down and writing something for like 4 hours is so incredibly isolating and sad. The act of it that you don't do it. Even if you're happy when you start, you're sad when you finish.
Oh, damn.
You just are. Like, I'm always just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's just like this. I keep doing it because I enjoy it, like, the outcome of it. But the actual act of it is it's not. Funny.
We have different writing styles. I write by pacing around my room and, like, talking out loud and doing characters and voices out loud. Even with my stand-up, I'll pace around and recite it. And I'll hear it in my head. And I'm writing a TV show. So a 10-minute script, and I do it just like pacing around, being a fucking psycho, talking to myself, get the ideas, and I'm like, type in the computer frantically. But I don't sit down and just like studiously type away.
Well, it's more like, because I do the same thing. When I sit down and write, I sit down, I'll start to figure out the scene and everything, and then I will sometimes get up. I won't start talking. Sometimes I'll do a random motion where I'm like, like something the character would do, but that's when I'm sitting. I'm not like, I'll be like, oh wait, like this. And then I'll just write that down as what the character did. If that makes sense.
Right.
But I do walk around. I mean,
but, you asked me how I'm doing. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I mean, it's, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, cause it's like, I go between feeling okay and feeling like dog shit a lot of the time.
Bipolar.
No, I mean, like, it's not like a, it's not random. It happens for a reason.
Yeah,
if I was
kidding.
Just like, if I was like, holding a puppy and then like was really happy and then got really sad, that'd be probably like an issue.
Yeah.
Even though you know what I'm saying?
Then that would mean you're an infant.
Sure.
Like, take something away from you and you start crying.
Yeah.
Give it back. You're happy again.
Yeah.
Thank God you're not like that.
But I don't know. It's just like, I've gotten this habit of, people ask me how I'm doing and I usually just say I'm okay. And they go, what do you mean you're okay? And I just go like, I'm okay. And they're like, well, why? And I'm like, cause I didn't win the lottery like today. I didn't like a leprechaun didn't blow me. Like nothing happened today that was significant. Really? Like other than like just nothing happened. Like that was significant in any way. And so they're like, well, that bums me out.
Well, if you would like to skip over that interaction, just say, I'm good, how are you? And move the fuck on, you awkward piece of shit.
But then that's, you're lying. Then you're lying to a person.
It's a formality, dude. They're not saying, like, how are you? They're not saying, Brandon, how are you? They're just like, hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Oh, shit. Is there anything wrong?
No,
I know it's a formality, but it's just, like, such a, like, why even ask the question if you don't want a genuine answer? I understand you're saying, like, oh, it's just something that people do, like, just, like, it's like, nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But then it's just nothing words. Like, why are you even saying them? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you even saying, how are you, if you don't give a shit how I am?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. You remind me of myself. That's going to sound cheesy. When I was your age, I went through a phase where I'd get pissed when people wouldn't be genuine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd get angry at waiters.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I wouldn't express it to them. Just like their happiness. Hey, welcome to the Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to the table. I was like, they don't fucking mean that. They're doing because it's a job. They don't mean it. So yeah, I guess this is probably resonating with their young audience. But for me, I just don't want to hear it. Shut the fuck up. Just move on. All right. No, but I hear you.
It's just a case of if you don't want to know an answer to a question, don't ask a question.
Jesus.
That's how I feel. Like if you don't want to know the answer, I'm honest, and I will say to somebody, if I'm feeling good, I'd say I'm good. If I'm feeling okay, I say okay. If I feel meh, I go meh.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to inquire further. They don't have to go like, oh, like why? They can just go like, oh, okay. and then just leave it at that. It doesn't have to, they're putting all the stock on me because I was honest.
It's because they weren't looking for an honest answer.
Well, then don't try and ask a question that requires honesty.
And maybe you can just try not to be such an asshole. This episode is about uncomfortable moments, and I want to create one between us right now. Not really, but also really. Brandon, over the years knowing you, you've gotten a lot better with being on time for things. But when I text you about shooting videos and the podcast, sometimes you don't respond for hours and hours. And I would like you to improve on that when it's about work. If it's about socializing, I'll say this. Your friendship means nothing to me. So ignore those texts. But like with booking Drew Lynch, he said, I'm available at one. I was like, all right, cool. I'll pencil you in. And I was like, Drew's good for one. You're like, can we do noon? And I was like, well, can you do one?
Okay.
I don't know. And then you thought it was on a different day. Just like, fucking be better at responding about texts.
Be better at responding?
Yeah. Okay. And we were texting with Matt Cutchell, booking a video for you, your video. We were both Matt and I were asking, what time are we shooting? Who do you need? What's it about? You didn't. You just didn't respond anymore.
Well, the reason I didn't the reason I didn't respond is because two reasons. A, I something else came up in texting in just my life. Something else came up. I'm pretty sure it was involving my family. And I didn't want to say anything to you about the idea because that doesn't seem like I should do that over time. I feel like if we should schedule the meetup and then I just tell you the idea when we're there. Like, why do we need to know the idea through text? I mean, I guess that somebody asked, so I should answer, but it's like, I almost wanted to just say like, hey, let's just wait until we meet up to talk about it.
Well, you can say that. We were also asking what time, and then came to me at like 10 PM. I was like, are we doing this tomorrow?
Who did?
Me. You just didn't respond. Then I was like, are we shooting tomorrow? So I needed to, because both Matt and I
have schedules.
Yeah. This is getting, are you feeling awkward?
No, I don't care. I really like, I mean, I care that you guys don't like the way I act, but I don't like.
It's just your communication through text. That's
sure.
it.
Sure. I mean, I've always been that way and it's probably not going to improve.
Yeah, but try to improve it.
I'll try, but I'm just saying it's probably not going to.
That means it's not going to improve.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, how does someone, like, I guess it's just knowing when someone texts you, when you text somebody about something, let's say with that.
It's a choice whether to respond or not.
Sometimes it's a choice, but other times it's more of like events that happen after you send a text to somebody. So let's say I send a text to somebody that says, hey, how are you? And then they go, I'm good. How are you? And I don't respond for 2 or 3 hours. And then they go, well, what a fucking asshole. Do they even take into account what happened during that 3 hours that made me not respond?
I mean,
it doesn't matter, I guess. But it's just like, what if I like got pulled over and then now I'm struggling with the thought of paying a ticket. And so I've completely forgotten about the text. And now I'm like, I get reminded somehow 3 hours later. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I text. And then they're like, oh, well, fuck him. He's an asshole.
Yeah, but you don't ever come back to the text.
I didn't come back to that text that I sent you? I didn't say, no, we're not shooting this.
I said, are we shooting? No, nothing. And I was like, let's just reschedule. I don't think you'd say. You usually don't come back to the text.
Yeah, okay.
Just try to improve. It's inconsiderate.
Sure.
I don't care about meeting up for lunch and stuff. I mean, I like hanging out with you, so I would care a little bit, but I won't be like, what the fuck, dude? I would just eat lunch by myself. But when it's about fucking work and scheduling, try to improve.
Okay.
And I say this on behalf of everyone in your life.
Okay.
They all ask me to tell you that. No, I'm just kidding.
Or if they do, then I mean, I get it.
So that was awkward. Was it?
I mean, no, it wasn't. I don't care. Oh, I mean, I don't like if you're trying to make me uncomfortable. It's very hard to make me uncomfortable.
I'm not.
Like, it's super hard to. You'd have to tell me that you fucked my mom while cutting off my dad's head, and then I would be like, it's a little uncomfortable.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah, we'll talk about awkward. But do you want me to? I can't see. This is the thing.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel awkward, but I feel a little bit awkward.
Well, the good, then we accomplished what we set out to do. But you were trying to make me feel awkward, and in turn you made yourself feel awkward?
No, I was not trying to make you feel awkward. I've been thinking the last time, just the Matt thing, and then I've just been thinking about it. Because sometimes I have no idea if you're going to show up for the podcast. I'm like, he might have forgotten. And then I'll be like, hey, podcast, today you're coming? No response, a few hours. You still coming? And it's like, here.
Well, I know.
Brandon might not show up today.
I know I do that, but every single time that I, this is weird. This is almost like a private conversation between me and you, but it's like every single time that I've said that, like where you guys, like it's you and Vincent, you're like, hey, we're going to have the podcast in an hour. Brandon, you coming? And then I don't respond. And then I say, here, every single time that you've asked, am I coming to the podcast? I arrive at the podcast, don't I? Don't I arrive?
Yes, but...
Then what's the problem? Like, if I hadn't arrived, if my track record was off, then I understand.
Because sometimes you'll say, wait, we're doing it today?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I need to send those texts. Because just with Drew Lynch, you're like, oh, I thought it was Monday. I was like, nope, I told you it was Sunday. So that's why I need to say, I need to go back to you and be like, okay, we're recording this time, this day.
Okay.
And then you don't respond. So I think, all right, there's a chance Brandon won't show up. And then I'll just be here with a guest.
I know, but
sometimes
through text
you respond with, I didn't know we were recording today. So I'm just saying your friends would like you to, if like, it's just try to be a little bit better
at what, at responding to things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause I didn't know if I thought maybe today you forgot about this podcast.
Why did you think that?
Because sometimes you do. You always show up, but it's always me saying, are you coming? You're like, yeah. But it's always a question whether you're going
to
show up.
You didn't ask me today if I was coming. You didn't text me at all.
I know.
So what if you didn't text me and then I just like was like, oh, wait, right. Are we still filming today? See, like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
You didn't text me saying, oh, like, are you coming by? You didn't say that. Like, hey, are we still on?
I know. But there's a doubt in the back of my mind thinking he might have forgotten.
Well, that's you having no doubt. That's you having doubt in who I am. That's what you're doubting who I am and my responsibility and shit like that. And me being able to follow through on things based off of text messaging, which is not the right. I personally don't believe that's the right way to gauge if someone's responsible and if someone will follow through on things based off of texting, because texting is such a leisurely, like, and like, it's like you send it and then like some shit can happen to someone where they just either forget, or something happens to them, and then they can't respond for two hours. They can't respond for 45 minutes. I understand where you're coming from, but what I'm saying is that every single time that you have said, be here at a time, I've never just not, have I ever not shown up?
No, you've been like late, but that's all right. But no.
That's all I'm saying is that, like, I would say that should, like, you should, the reason I don't respond, but the reason, like, when you say, hey, are we still on? And then I just say here, and not give you like, oh yeah, I'm on the way, is because I feel like me and you have built that trust as friends for me to be on time. So I don't feel like I need to keep saying, yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming. Cause that's something you do with somebody you don't even know. We've built up, I would never just say, now I'm not going to fucking show up. And then I'm not even going to tell them I'm not showing up. I would never do that. I've always arrived on time.
Right.
So it seems to be the problem is that you want updates to make sure that I'm on here. But I feel like I don't need to give you those updates based off of us knowing each other for so long, based off of each other's track record of being on time for each other's things.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's all it is.
I think I need to be a little bit more understanding of you because I think of what I would do. Uh-huh. And with every situation, friendship, socializing, I try to be always on time, and I'll say like 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always do that. So I'm like, so it's like, is she going to show up?
Yeah. Well, I understand that because that's something that you do.
Right. So
that's your thing.
I need to be more understanding.
And I need to be
your style.
Sorry. I just talked over you again. Go ahead.
Oh,
sorry. I just talked over you again. I need to be more, I guess just both more understanding of things. Like, you need to be more understanding that I do, and other people do respond to things differently, even though there should be just like a straight, like, this is the, this is what, how everybody should respond to something, which is just, they should respond to something.
Yeah.
But like, I guess it's just me. This all might just be me making excuses for being a shitty person. I don't know. But, or a shitty texter. But, I just feel like me and you, like if, okay, so let's say I had just met you and I was going on to shoot a video with somebody I just met and they asked, hey, are you here? Or are you coming? Or something like that. I would respond immediately and I would be like, yeah. And that shows that I don't really know that person. So I feel like I have to tell them all these things like, and reassure them. But with you, I see you a lot. You're a good friend of mine and I don't feel the need to do that. I just don't feel the need to.
Okay.
That's all it is. But if I just met you, I would totally do all those things that you're saying. It depends on how long you've known a person.
I think we should move on from this soon.
Sure.
But, you know, you're an awful, awful, awful texter.
Yeah.
You're the worst person with texting in my life.
But okay. Yeah. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, I can keep defending myself or trying to, but it just sounds like, I can't accept responsibility for my actions if I just keep defending myself. So sure, I am, and I'm sorry, and I'll try to get better at it. That's all I got.
That's all I can ask for. And I am sorry for being so strict about my expectations for you. I just need to accept that you're a terrible person.
Sure.
And you're really unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is the last time I will be speaking with you.
No one can see it, but I'm giving you a thumbs up. I just flipped him off. Anyways.
Right. So that was cool. I'm not sure if that was good content. Was that interesting to anybody? I think that went on for too long.
I mean, we did talk about that. Fuck it.
Oh, boy. Well, we concluded it.
That's good.
We concluded that like adults. We're both going to work on ourselves. This is so funny because it's such a small issue.
Yeah. It's a small problem that we made into a 15-minute argument or discussion, but whatever.
I'm sweating right now. All right, let's get to the emails.
Mm.
It's the Fell.
Oh, it fell? Give me one second.
It fell because you're unprofessional. Just kidding. Brandon is now reaching for a piece of paper with emails from listeners. All right, we asked you guys to send some emails of your most uncomfortable moments in life, because we want to talk about something that just happened in Hollywood. So we got a lot of emails. Heads up, guys. If you send us emails, try to make them short. Some of you sent like very long emails and it's just too long to read. So that'd be great.
All right.
Go for it, Brandy.
This one's from Emily and it says, when I was in middle school, I went to my best friend's house to sleep over. She has a hot brother. After she fell asleep, me and him started making out. We went to his room to do the thing. She woke up and found me on top of him. I haven't talked to her since.
Bummer. I wonder what on top of him means. Like, with him inside her? Or what?
Or just, like, she's just laying on top of him. That's how she fell asleep. Literally laying on top of him.
And I wonder if she, like, saw the friend and then kept going.
Yeah. So, I wonder if she asked the friend to join in.
Yeah. Oh, Emily, you should have asked your friend to join in. Little brother, sister, you know, incest sex. That would have been cool.
That would have been dope.
That would have been sick.
That would have been pretty sweet.
So no one's asking for advice, so we don't have to give her advice. But my advice, I'll give some advice. Hey, Emily, don't fuck your friend's brothers.
Unless you ask them first.
Yeah, ask first, politely.
And then if they say no, do it anyways. No, I'm just kidding. If they say no, then don't do it.
One of my friends hooked up with my sister. I'm not sure what they did. I don't want to know. But they made out, and it infuriated me. Both my sister and my friend, my good friend, knew that it bothered me a lot. And I was like, hey, Greg, just don't make out with that one girl. He's like, alright, sorry. And he would do it again. And I was like, what the fuck, Greg?
Yeah.
Don't make out with her. So that was fucking infuriating. So, Emily.
Are you still friends with Greg?
I am. But that was not a good friend move at all.
Did you fuck his mom in retaliation?
No.
Oh, he should.
I don't think I've ever hooked up with a friend's sibling. No, and granted, I had a girlfriend for most of my life. All right, next email.
Mimi, this is from Mimi. Okay, so my most uncomfortable moment in life happened during pre-calc, which I'm assuming stands for pre-calculus. I usually ask to go to the bathroom like every day. He's probably really annoyed by it. Oops. Okay. And one day I asked my teacher, "Hey, mister, can I go to the bathroom?" He looked at me with a really annoyed face, put his hand on my throat, kept it there for a minute, then as if nothing happened, said, "Yeah, you can go," with a smile on his face. But yeah, that pretty much sums up the most uncomfortable moment in my life for me.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That sounds a bit predatory.
Yeah.
So, wait, what do you mean for a minute? He had your... So wait... I'm assuming this happened in front of the class. So the teacher just straight up puts his hand on her throat for a minute while the whole class watches.
Definitely wasn't a minute.
Yeah. But even so, like, that's...
Yeah, putting a throat on... I wonder how old she is. That would have been great if she added that context.
Mm.
Put her... Yeah, that's fucked up. That's weird. Okay, you may go.
Yeah, it's just like... Why did he do that anyways? Is that like, instead of a pass, like having a bathroom pass, you need the teacher to...
Maybe
put
that,
his hand on your throat?
Maybe that school's bathroom pass policy is that the bathroom pass is bruises on her neck from being choked.
Maybe.
I bet that's it.
That's probably it.
So maybe that wasn't awkward at all. You shouldn't have felt uncomfortable.
No.
You should go apologize to him.
Yeah, you should.
And apologize while choking him. No, that's fucked up. That's weird. Too bad that happened to you, but you're just a stranger to me, so I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, Mimi. Just kidding. Next email.
This one's from Avery. Okay, it says, "Hey, here's a story of an uncomfortable moment I had. When I was like 13 or 14, I was watching porn on my phone in my bedroom, and the sound wouldn't work, and for a while I was very confused. Then I realized that my phone was still linked up to the Bluetooth speaker and was playing in the living room. So yeah, pretty sure my sister's mom and my dad heard the porn I was watching, and my heart fell through my ass. They never mentioned it, though."
Yeah, that's embarrassing. That's too bad. I'm sure that happens a lot in this world.
What about the good old days when you just watch porn on your iMac?
Right? The good old days.
On your Macintosh and then beat off to a MPEG.
Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Or do I just have a photo of your friend's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was one time where I was in public and I was at the Gap in Studio City. Because I'm a lame white person who just shops at the Gap because I don't have any identity.
Or culture,
yeah. Mm. And I was pulling out my phone. I was checking out, guys ringing me up, pulled out my phone just to like look at texts.
Mm.
And apparently I had recently done some mobile masturbation, watching porn on my phone. And then immediately just porn started to play on my phone, like pretty loud. Just like,
In Gap?
In the Gap, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
So that was uncomfortable.
Wait, mobile? You said it was mobile porn. I mean, it was on your phone, but does that mean that you were watching it in your car before you go into the Gap? Or
no,
were you watching it before you left for the Gap?
It must have been the night before in bed.
Mm.
And I was just too lazy to go get my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Too unimaginative to use my imagination.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but the main theme of the story is I played porn in public at the Gap, and the cashier heard it. Thankfully, it was a dude.
Hmm.
So I was just like, "You get it, bro, right?" And he was like, "I get it, dude."
Well, I feel like if it was a girl, I mean, girls watch porn a lot, too.
I know, but it just would have been like,
Like uncomfortable. Just like, yeah. Oh, you might be a pervert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten caught watching porn?
I got caught. Actually, I don't think I have. I'm very secretive about my beat off time. Like, my time to beat off is like super. I was never that kid that like, when like, oh, my parents are home, but I'm just going to go upstairs and like quietly masturbate. Like, I've never been that guy. I always need to be alone.
And that, like, you wait till your parents are not home?
Wait till my parents are not home. I know that there's security. I know that I'm completely private.
You hire security? That's weird.
I hire security guards to stand outside my house to wait for my parents. And when they approach, they just go, no, he's not finished yet. And then I just have to yell, "I'm done." And then they let him in.
Okay, I'm ready.
No, but I always saw porn as a child as being a, like, obviously I was pretty like infatuated with it, but I was always like, this is awesome. So I need each moment, each time I have alone with porn to be perfect. So I need my parents to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I need
the candles to be lit.
I need Barry White to be playing.
Yeah.
I need to eat chocolates. I need to eat chocolates. And then I need to have YouPorn playing, and I need to be watching some pretty good stuff, you know? And then I can, if all those things aren't in place, I can't splooge.
All right. We know Brandon's masturbation style.
Yeah. Should I don't do that anymore. I just don't have the time.
Yeah. I just do it wherever I want, in front of whomever I want. Just kidding, but we want to talk about someone who did that in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, we do.
That last email, we don't need to go there.
Yeah, we don't need to go there at all.
We're already on the topic of jerking off.
Yeah.
Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm.
Just got confronted or whatever. He was exposed for being exposed in front of fellow comedians.
Yeah.
You want to tell them what happened? Even though they know, but let's summarize it.
Everyone knows this, but basically what happened was Louis, for a span of like since 1999, I think, he's had accounts with 5 different women that are documented, where each account is like he either asks them if he can jerk off while they watch, or he like takes them into a hotel room, asks them if they can jerk off, if he can jerk off while they watch, and then starts to do it. And there was an account of him jerking off over the phone without really saying that he was doing that. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's just like, he's jerking off. It's like he's just jerking off in front of girls or to girls or asking if he can.
Right. Right. Which is
creepy.
Weird.
Yeah. It's weird. It's really weird. And it's really like wrong and not right. Yeah. Which is wrong. I don't know why I said it twice. it's really wrong. And so I just don't, but I don't think people, and this is where things start to get murky with this. This is really murky waters that I'm going into, but people say that what he did was sexual assault. Mm-hmm. People say that what he did was basically rape. And I don't know. Like, to me, it sounds like a mental problem, like where he asks like, hey, can I jerk off in front of you? Because I have to do this.
He's got a perversion.
He's got a massive perversion that's like really disturbing. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And the girls who watched him, the two girls, I think there's only 2 girls that were like accounted for to actually watch him jerk off.
There's 4 and then 5. Well, 5 total. One was unnamed.
One was unnamed. did she watch him masturbate?
I forget what the unnamed person. I forget that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I had heard about, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No. All I was going to say, well, no, you go ahead.
As a comedian in the stand-up community, I have heard about this for the past 4 years. I was on a set of a TV show, and some people just started talking about it. I was like, whoa, wait, what about Louis? He's like, apparently he enjoys jerking off in front of female comedians, and he like asked them. And I was like, what? I'm like, yeah. So it's been known in the community for a long time, but
now it's just getting out.
Yeah, now it's just getting out, and I never said anything because it just wouldn't go anywhere. Like, if I went to my manager, be like, Louis C.K. is jerking off, she'd probably be like, yeah, we know.
Yeah. It's just so funny that everyone, I feel like everyone's known, and now everyone's saying, like, oh, this is disgusting, how awful and gross and how deplorable. Like, come on. Like, did you really, like, if I'm saying if you're in that stand-up world, if you're in the entertainment business and you've worked with Louis, you've probably heard these stories. Why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you say anything to help? And I understand it's because of career or whatever, but like, obviously you don't care enough. You don't care enough about the situation.
Jeez, you're mad.
I'm mad because I don't like when people say like, are like, oh, it's awful and terrible and whatever that he did this. But then you think like, oh wait, they knew, they might have known. So if it's so awful and you're so upset, then why don't you fucking say something?
Are you talking about the victims?
No, not the victims. I'm talking about the people that knew in the world. I'm not talking about like you, because like, I'm just talking about like
the industry.
The industry. All of this shit, not just Louis, with Weinstein, with Kevin Spacey. Why didn't anybody who knew say anything? Why are all these celebrities? And I know why. It's because of their
power.
Career.
Yeah, power and shit.
Power. But it's like, so you obviously don't care enough. You don't care enough, and you're acting like you give a shit. You're acting like you give a shit way more than you do. you don't really give that much of a shit. If you really gave a shit, you would have fucking said something. You would have gone, you would have said, fuck my career. I don't care if I get trashed. I don't care if everything goes to shit. I make no money anymore. This is more important than all of that. You don't.
Right.
So I don't like that. That's what I really don't like.
Totally. I agree. I thought you were being angry at like open mic comedians for not saying something or.
Oh no. I mean like what are they going
to
do?
High powered agents and shit. They had the power to stop it.
You have the power to stop it and you didn't because you're fucking too into your own success and you're looking out for yourself. That's genuinely what I believe.
And I think it really boils down to money.
Yeah.
So it's all about money. Like, well, if we drop Louis, then we won't make money from him. It's all about money.
But now since the Weinstein thing came out, now it's like, everyone, I feel like every male that's done something in the entertainment industry, most of them I would imagine are pretty fucking have done some weird things. I mean, maybe it's a generalization to say most, but a few are probably like fucking like shaking and who knows, they might be the people saying like, oh, how deplorable and awful that Kevin Spacey or Louis C.K. or Harvey Weinstein did these things. But it's like they might also be that guy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. I mean, Hollywood is, if you're looking for fucking consistency or like no hypocrisy, you're going to be disappointed. But still, it's just like, that really made me upset more than anything else.
Yeah. It is. I think on the bright side, it's good that it's all coming out now. It should have come out. It's very too bad that it's just coming out now and not sooner, but it is coming out now. And it seems like changes are being made.
It's good that changes are being made. I guess I'm so like livid and whatever, because this is like with Harvey Weinstein, I didn't give a fuck. It's just a guy with a lot of money. He's just a powerful asshole. That's what producers, a lot of producers, not all of them, but a few of them are just powerful assholes who have a lot of money.
He's so gross. He looks like the dude who would do what he does.
Like, it's just, if I saw his face on the news and I didn't know who he was, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's a rapist. Like 100%.
It's so weird. Like
pedophile or something.
He could probably still get laid just by being him. He doesn't have to be a creep about it. You know, I don't know. Maybe not, 'cause he's so gross.
Well, it's a power thing. For him, it's a power thing. Yeah. It's totally a power thing. But and then like with Kevin Spacey, I don't care about Kevin Spacey. Yeah. It's just, he's just like an actor that's in some stuff that I watch. So like if he's turned out to be, he's turning out to be a sexual predator, then I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't care. But like Louis C.K. I'm not even joking when I say this. Louis C.K. is the whole reason I started creating anything.
I know.
He is. He's the whole reason I started creating anything, because I watched Louis when I was a kid. When I was 13, I watched the show Louis. It's still my favorite show. And but this is the thing. It's hard to say it's my favorite show now. Not because the stuff now is like, it's because the stigma around it is like, mm-hmm. so weird, and it's in this weird area. But anyway, so when I was 13, I watched the show Louis, and I was like, that is so cool, and this guy did everything on his own.
Yeah.
And so it just really, and like the writing was great, the directing, the acting, everything was like really great, and it got me into it. And even stand up, like I wouldn't have, like I really feel like a lot of people's senses of humor that are my age, like people like who are my age, or even people like your age, are kind of influenced by him in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's a big guy.
He's a major influence on all of comedy.
He is, especially
for the
now,
past like decade.
Yeah, like especially now. Like, and I guess what I don't, it's everything I'm saying is going to be contradicting and conflicting, because I'm very passionate about this.
Yeah, yeah.
But because one part of my brain is like, well, he just jerked off in front of women. Like, it's not like he raped them or anything or whatever. And then like the other part of my brain's like, dude, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't fucking jerk off in front of girls. Even if you ask for their consent, I understand people have fetishes, but like if you have a fetish, fucking pay somebody to fucking watch you jerk off. And so it's like,
that's the thing. He didn't want to pay somebody. He wanted the power. He wanted to take advantage of his power. And in his apology, he said like, I didn't, acknowledge the power that I had over these women. And I should have, but it was like, he knew it.
Yeah.
That's what got him off, I think.
Yeah. It was the power thing.
Just like, you're uncomfortable, but you're not going to leave because I'm Louis C.K.
Yeah.
And I'm going to jerk off in front of you. It's so fucking weird. I just can't relate to that, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would be mortified if suddenly I blacked out and woke up jerking off in front of girls in a hotel room. I'd be like, ah, yeah. Oh my God, what's that? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you saw my dick? Ah.
Yeah.
Just because it's really small.
It's a micro penis. You're more asking a question. Wait, like, you saw my dick?
You could see it?
You could see my dick.
It usually disappears in my hand. It's shorter than my...
It evaporates.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so... And it's like... It honestly, dude, when I heard the stories... Because I've heard about the stories, too, the rumors, since, like, 2015. But I was always just like, no. I mean, like, there's no way that that's true. Like, and then when it came out as actually being true... It was like finding out that like my comedic dad is awful.
Yeah.
Or like it hit a lot. Like it really hit a lot. Like if, I don't know, like if it's the same if Scorsese or Tarantino came out as that, you know, or like those are huge influences on me.
Yeah. When I heard about it, everyone involved, all comedians I talked to kind of just assumed that the girls he did it to like were cool with it.
Sure.
It was just like Louis forcing girls to stay in his... Louis locking girls in and masturbating in front of them. It was like, apparently Louis likes to jerk off in front of girls. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, he asked female comedians to go to his room and he asked them if he can jerk off in front of them. I was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just... Like, when you hear it like that, put in that context, then you're just like, oh, fucking weird, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you put it in what we now know, it's just like, oh, weird and... creepy and little, I mean, it's pretty predatory. And then it's like, but here's the thing. Okay. So like he issues an apology and like he issued an apology today, which I read and I was like, okay, I see what this doesn't make up for what he did,
right?
But he's acknowledging it at least. Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, all those guys, they barely like acknowledge it really.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, nah, it didn't happen. Or just like, or just like brushing it aside. But
and Louis said, it's true.
Yeah. He said like, these are true. Like everything that you're hearing is true. Granted, he should have said that when the rumors were circulating and he should have said it on his own. He should have just said like, hey, there are rumors going around that I jerk off in front of girls. I do that. He should have owned up to it before the girls had to for him based off of their own trauma, you know? Like, he should have spoken up and just apologized. That's what he should have done.
Right.
And it sucks that, like, the only reason he's apologizing now is because he was caught.
He did apologize to one girl. I read it in the article. And said, like, I'm really sorry for pushing you into a bathroom. And the girl was like, you didn't do that to me. He was like, right. I'm sorry for what I did do to you. So there's got to be other stuff out there.
There's got to be other stories.
That was disturbing to read.
Yeah, that was weird.
And also what was weird is I think his agent is named Lewis K.
Yeah, so that's funny.
I was like, whoa, yeah. That's wacky. This is a fun article. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it just really sucks because like I've looked forward to everything that guy's made for 10 years.
Do you think you won't be able to enjoy it? You're going to watch it and enjoy it?
I'm still going to... Here's the thing. Going forward, like with every person, what do you do now from a consumer standpoint?
Right.
Do you just go like, well, we can't watch anything that he's made, no matter what? I mean, like Louis has some of the most like intellectually powerful and comedically powerful and just like writing that I've ever seen. Like it really does to me. Like it has some of the best... writing I've ever seen. I can't I can't watch that now because like he's a fucking he's a fucking pervert. I don't know, it's just so conflicting to me. And this is only me talking as a huge fan of his. If it was fucking Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey, I'd be like, yeah, I'll watch.
I'd be like, fuck you.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll watch The Usual Suspects, but then when I see Kevin Spacey, I'll be like, don't touch that kid in that scene, you know? Like I would almost make a like I would almost not make light of it. I mean, I guess I would because that's how I deal with everything.
Yeah.
But I would just be like, oh, it doesn't matter. But with like Louis, all the shit has impacted my life so heavily.
Right.
And my brother's life and my mom's life and I'm assuming most people's who are in comedy or in writing – like we wouldn't have like, and this sounds like I'm just praising this man. The only, what I'm saying right now is that he's influenced so many things that it's confusing what to do now. Like without the show, Louis, we wouldn't have Better Things. We wouldn't have Master of None. We wouldn't have Atlanta. These like auteurist shows that are very honest and real and have dark comedy. We wouldn't have those. We wouldn't have Girls, you know, like that was influenced by Louis. And like, we wouldn't have the show Girls, and we wouldn't, not Girls. We wouldn't have Girls. No, we wouldn't have the show Girls. It's just like, to answer your question, for me, like I'm going to watch his stuff. It's just going to feel weird now. Mm-hmm. Like he had a new movie that was coming out that I was really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah.
Even though it was about like, it was basically about Woody Allen and like a fictional version of Woody Allen. I was still going to watch that. Like I was really looking forward to that movie. And now I'm probably, if it comes out on something, cause it got canceled. If it comes out on something, I'm probably going to watch it.
Oh yeah. Me too.
I'm going to watch it from now. I have to watch it from the perspective of like what is his most recent thing? Now that he's in this area, now that he's in this like water, even though I guess that was made like a year ago.
Right. That's probably his most recent thing.
It's his most recent thing. I don't know. It's just, it's massively conflicting, and it sucks that it happened. And it sucks that now his career is tarnished forever.
Yeah, dude.
That's the big thing, is that his career is tarnished forever. And so, and those girls, their careers are tarnished forever. And their lives are tarnished forever, aren't they?
Their lives are affected for sure. I bet they can bounce back in their careers.
Sure.
Now they're being a voice of power and goodness. So this might, I don't want to say might help their career, but it might. They're proving that they're great people and that they work hard, and something bad happened to them out of their control. So people are nice in this world. Maybe people will give them more opportunities.
Yeah, I mean,
I almost not talk when I said that. More opportunities. I went all Drew Lynch on you.
Oh, that's messed up. But yeah, I mean, like, how do you feel about it? Like, because I've just told you all my shit.
I feel great. I think what he did was awesome. And it's the same thing I do, just in front of my sisters.
Oh, man.
No.
And your dogs.
It's fucked up. Although he's not a huge influence to me. Mm-hmm. And since I knew about it, I didn't know that it was so forceful. Mm-hmm. I just knew about it, so I was like, oh shit, it's coming out. When the Harvey Weinstein thing came out, I was thinking like, Louis must be shitting his pants right now.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw comedians tweeting about it. I'm like, I was afraid to say it, but yeah, he's probably shitting his pants. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I felt anxiety. It gave me anxiety for him. Because I guess it's because I'm a man and a comedian in the industry. Gave me anxiety for both parties, the girls, but also for him, because I thought, like, wow, imagine if that happened to me.
Sure.
I guess because I can relate to men more, but I was thinking, like, wow, imagine if, like, all of a sudden articles came out of me, like, sexually assaulting girls. That would freak me the fuck out. I was putting myself in Louis's shoes, reading this article as it's coming out. It's just like,
Yeah.
So I like empathize with him. I know that
sounds.
Well,
I mean, you should relate to Louis based off solely the fact like, what if that happened to me? But I feel like everybody should empathize with the women.
Totally.
Even if you're not a woman, you should empathize with the women and be like, what if I was put in a scenario that was like that? That was awful, and I felt completely powerless.
Right.
And it now has affected me.
No, I did.
You know, like I know what you're saying. I totally know what you're saying.
And what I'm saying might sound fucked up. I hope not. But I just,
anything that a man says about this that isn't Louis a monster is going to sound fucked up. So just know that, okay? And, you know what I'm saying? Like anything that's like, well, it's going to, everything that I just said probably sounded totally fucked up. But just know that I'm not coming from it from like a fuck woman. I'm not saying fuck women and Louis. I'm saying that this just sucks a lot. But sorry, go ahead.
So yeah, I felt, you know, just like, wow, this all sucks.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a ton of anger like you do because he's one of your heroes.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that feeling. I was just like, well, fuck you, Louis.
Sure.
What the fuck?
So imagine if like Jim Carrey got outed as that.
Yeah, I know.
Then it would be like, how would you feel?
I'd feel deeply sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's played a big role in my life.
Yeah.
Even if it was like on the set of Ace Ventura, he sexually assaulted everybody. I'd be like, but that movie shaped my life.
Yeah. And now it's just completely ruined.
It's making me sad right now, actually, thinking about it.
I'm so
sensitive. I'm such an artist. Like, I feel everything. Anyways, move on.
Well, that's how I feel. That is how I feel. Because like I said, without that show, without his comedy, I wouldn't be doing anything at all. I wouldn't be doing anything creative. I really think it would have, if it hadn't happened, if I hadn't seen those shows, I don't think I would be even trying to do something.
Gotcha. Wow.
So it's, that's why it's such a conflicting, frustrating thing for me, knowing how shitty it is that he did that, knowing how this is going to, and I felt anxiety for him. I'm not going to lie. I did.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
I know, that's
but
what you're saying.
It came out like, I felt bad for Louis.
No. I just felt anxiety for him. Because I have an attachment to him because of his work. Because I feel like I guess you don't really know a person, but I felt like you feel it's a betrayal because you feel like you know who a guy is based off of his work. Mm-hmm. And then something comes out about him that is that's weird and distasteful and just awful. And then there's just that sense of betrayal. Like, I thought you were this and you're actually that.
Yeah.
And it also sucks because like now, God, everything I'm going to say is just sounds like I'm siding with Louis. I'm more talking about like the guy's like stuff that he makes.
Yeah.
His artistic vision on
now,
things.
Now it just will be gone.
Now it's gone. See, right. And that's really something as somebody that has admired him my whole life. I'm not lying when I say that plays into like that. That's why I'm also bummed out. It's just totally. Knowing that this guy, it's like for you, if Jim Carrey got outed, you just know Jim Carrey's never going to be in anything ever again. Mm-hmm. He's never going to make it. He's not going to be in an influence on your life. And now when you say you're a fan of Jim Carrey, people are going to fucking judge you for it. Like people are going to judge you and they're going to say you support this, you support that, when that's not at all what it is. Mm-hmm. It's you had an attachment to the guy based off of what you knew, not what was.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's sad.
It just sucks.
And I think it's okay to acknowledge that it's a huge loss to art. It's a huge loss to comedy.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
And that is sad. And then that makes me go from sadness to anger. Like, fuck you, Louis. Why did you do that?
Yeah. But then it goes like, well, you just shouldn't have done it. Like,
man, people are fucked up, especially creative people. It seems.
I mean, did you know, this is sort of related. Did you know that Gandhi would have 14-year-old girls bathe him every morning?
No.
He would. So that's Gandhi. And he did that. I'm not saying that doesn't justify anything. I'm just saying that like fucking Gandhi did that. So people who are in high power, I feel like it's just a power thing. I feel like anybody who's in like huge statuses of power are more susceptible to at least turn into dicks.
And it's also cultural because sexual harassment is in the eye of the beholder. The saying is beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But if someone feels sexually harassed, then they were sexually harassed.
Yeah, definitely.
So perhaps in Gandhi's situation, in their culture, it was totally okay and everyone was cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
But it really is. That's the tricky part. There's no tangible way of like saying, oh, here's an act of sexual harassment. It's just like if you say something creepy, you might freak somebody out. And then, therefore, you just sexually harass them.
Yeah, and it freaks them out based off of their life experiences and what they've gone through. You don't know if when that woman was a girl, her father didn't make those same advances toward her. So now you saying, like, hey, nice skirt, hot stuff. No one says that. Nice skirt, hot stuff. If you make an advance on her verbally and it sounds creepy, it's 20,000 times creepier to her and it makes a bigger impact on her specifically because of what happened to her in her past. Mm-hmm. You have no idea. You can't determine how the things you say or the things you do are going to impact any person because everybody's different and everybody has a different past. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like that's when you're making an advance on a girl and you do that, then you don't, like, if she reacts in a certain way, you can't control that because you don't know who she is in her past and why it affects her so badly.
And this makes
and I guess the same goes for girls for guys too. I mean, it just goes for people. It just goes for people.
This makes me reflect on my past sexual history, and that's a good thing. This is forcing probably men, mostly men, and also women to think, like, I wonder if I've said anything creepy.
Oh yeah,
and I'm sure I have, but I'm not a creepy dude, and I'm a good dude, but I know at one point in college, there's been times where it's like a girl's like, I'm gonna go home. I was like, oh come on. Just stay, but nothing like fucking stay here.
Yeah,
but I've embarrassed myself by like pretty much pleading to get laid.
Yeah, that's more of a it was more pathetic than it is anything else. It's just like, no, don't go.
It's like, no, Rye, I'm going home. I'm like, oh, please. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, it's embarrassing.
I mean, think about all the guys who are saying shit like right now about like Louis's awful. He's awful that he's doing this, jerking off in front of women. How many of those guys do you think have sent a dick pic in their life? Mm. You know, it's pretty much, I mean, it's not exactly the same thing, but it's pretty close to acting fucking creepy.
So
an unsolicited dick pic, I might say.
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited.
I think this kind of relates, and it's kind of, I met a girl in Portland, Oregon when I was on the road and we banged.
Mm-hmm.
And a month later, I started to feel like, I hope she's okay. Maybe she's a very nice girl. So I was like, I hope she's okay with one night stands. It's like, I hope everything's okay. I hope she's not feeling guilty or like dirty. Cause it seemed out of character for her. Although I just met her.
Mm.
So then I texted her. I was like, hey, I just want to make sure you're okay with everything that happened. And that's all it took. She was like, that's so sweet of you. Yes. I'm totally okay. I had a lot of fun. That was such a bad story.
No, I mean, it just shows. I mean, I don't.
Wait, I feel like, did I just tell that to like make myself look like a nice guy? I think I just did.
I think you might have, but it's just, but here's the thing. I think you might have, but in this day and age, like nice guys and guys in general have a really bad fucking image.
Yeah.
And it's because of assholes like Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and Louis. And Louis. I mean, it has that. And so, like, I just think that, like, I actually don't know where I was going with that, if I'm being honest. Guys now have it. All this stuff is doing, all what's coming out right now, and it's not good. This is the bad of all this that's happening with Harvey Weinstein, with Kevin Spacey, with all these stars who are coming out in Hollywood as pedophiles and creeps and shit. It's creating a lot of sexual fear from both sides. So now guys that weren't creeps are now afraid. I don't know if I should do this with a girl. I mean, they should always have been afraid of that, but now it's like really like, oh, I don't know if I should do this around a girl. Is that creepy? I don't know. Fuck. Should I even have sex with this girl? I don't know. And then the girls are like, oh, is this guy going to fucking like, is he going to like do something to me? Is he going to like touch me in a way I don't want to? Is he going to fucking rape me? I don't fucking know. It's just like creating both sides. Even if both sides are completely innocent, it's creating this massive amount of fear.
Yeah.
And I guess the fear has always been there with women because of just historically it has been. And I guess all I'm saying is that now it's, I guess maybe it's good that now men are feeling the same thing.
Yeah.
Or at least starting to feel the same thing, that with the fear that women have for their whole, you know, for a good majority of a lot of people, women's lives.
Mm-hmm. It is a good thing that everyone's being exposed.
Yeah. But it's just shitty that somebody that I really, really, like pretty much a role model for me is now a massive pervert and a creep. I guess the only way to end this is just like, this situation and all these situations with Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and all these guys that are coming out as perverts and sexual predators, it just really sucks that like somebody that I really admired and a lot of people really admired and felt attached to is now grouped with those guys and sort of is one of those guys, you know? I mean, like, you know, he is.
Yeah.
He's grouped in and sort of is one. And it's going to be really hard I don't know. I don't know, man. I just don't. It's fucked up.
I have a message for all the young men listening to this podcast right now. Don't be a dick. And the way to do that is just have some respect, not only for other people, but for yourself. If you're a creep to a girl, you're disrespecting yourself. If you're a creep, that makes you look like a creep. And that's hurting yourself. So maybe even benefit your own self by respecting everyone else. Don't catcall girls. Sometimes they like it. I've never been... I hate when guys walk by girls like, hey, what's up, girl?
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
People would do that, like, to my girlfriend, like, in front of me sometimes. And I'd be like, what a fucking dirtbag.
Mm-hmm.
Don't catcall girls. They don't... It's not going to work. It's not going to get you laid. Don't honk your horn at girls. Sometimes guys do that, like, beep. What the fuck is that? It's not going to do anything. I think those dudes who do that know it's not going to do anything. They just want to, like...
be an asshole and be like, hey, what's up, girl? I have a... For some reason in my fucked up head, this is a shot at me getting in your pants, me honking my horn.
It's like, I'm horny and I want to express myself with a car horn.
Yeah.
No pun intended. So all the young men, just don't be a fucking dick because it makes you a dick. And being a nice person makes you feel better. So fucking be nice for your own benefit, if nothing else.
Yeah, if for nothing else, do it. Selfishly, I guess. Be a nice person selfishly.
Because it will, those good feelings, the kindness will be absorbed into your life. And if you're an asshole, the assholeness will be absorbed into your life. So let's all fucking be nice, he said with anger.
Yeah.
I think we're about wrapped up.
We are.
This is an uplifting episode.
I'm just dour because of what? It feels like the last 10 years of my life in terms of creative inspiration is tarnished, and right. I feel betrayed, and I feel angry, and I feel very conflicted.
But guess what? You can now use those feelings to make
art
for real.
Yeah. I don't know.
You can.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You're going to write a script about this.
I have already written a script about this. It's kind of funny that all this is happening. But I want to actually just cut that part out. I hate when people talk about their fucking writing. But
that's all right. Let's end it.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, yeah, it sucks. And Louis, if you're listening, Louis, if you're listening, you shouldn't have fucking done that. And it was creepy as shit. I don't think he's the worst person to ever walk the earth, like a lot of people on Twitter think. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's the most despicable person. And the only reason I think that. I think that he's fucked up sexually, and I feel like that sexual deviancy affected a lot of girls negatively.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a rapist. I think he's a massive sexual deviant, and I hope that he gets help while his career is like not happening.
Right.
And gets help for it. And I hope that the girls who experienced it now feel brave enough to do what they wanted to do, like, which is get into comedy, which is to do all the things that seeing Louis jerk off held them back from. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, emotionally and also just, like, business-wise. And I hope that they're able to do that and, like, you know,
right.
prosper and thrive. And I hope Louis is able to get fucking help for what he did.
Right.
And
we hope everyone can... improve themselves. Everyone involved.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.